Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Fox Sports, Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios.
From where? Where are we? What?
The right. Farmers Insurance okay. Fox Sports Radio Studios. Yes. Call 1-888-FARMERS. To switch, and you could save a bundle on your car insurance. What else are you going to do with your phone over the next few minutes? Look at pictures of food your friends ate? No! Call 1-888-FARMERS and get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Man, Rob, this is like homecoming week for us. Last night, we had Mark Kriegel, who you worked closely with at the New York Daily News. I knew
back,
him.
Back
I worked in
the
New
80s.
York.
Right, back that's, in the 80s.
That just shows how old y'all are. I was still in college in the 80s.
Whatever.
But tonight, we got Sean Powell. And I know he's a buddy of both of ours. We've had him on before, but great guy.
I work with Sean Powell at Newsday.
Yes.
I was the columnist, the first black sports columnist Newsday ever had, Chris. And Sean was the NBA
columnist. He was, what,
second?
He was probably
Sean
second.
Was second.
Right,
he was.
Right.
When I left, Sean became a columnist. But
I think,
when I got there, he was the NBA columnist.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think when I came to New York, went to New York, you guys were there. You were at Newsday. You were the columnist at Newsday.
Yep.
And Sean was covering the NBA, and I went to the New York Times. But yeah, I remember when both you guys were there together. And so, yeah, it'll be fun talking with him. You know, his daughter was a track star at Baylor. Yeah,
I see all this stuff on Facebook. I feel like I've seen her whole career, even up through high school. That's the great thing about Facebook. You know, like he posts all this stuff. I've seen all the awards or whatever. But, yeah, she wound up being a track star.
She was fantastic. Yeah, yeah. So we will get with him at the bottom of the hour. There's so much to get to. There is football, of course, big signing, Cam Newton, and we'll talk about that, of course, NBA action going on, and even a little high school sports. You might be wondering, what?
But not in a good way.
Right. This one must be addressed. So we will do that over the next 3 hours. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. We got the iCouple crew in. On the ones and the twos on this funky flashback Friday. Is that my man Iowa Sam? Yes.
Hey.
I thought I recognized your voice. You know, we were talking a little bit before the show.
It's me.
And I knew. I didn't have to be told. I knew it was my man Iowa Sam. Iowa Sam, don't be fooled by the name either. He gets funky. So we're going to have some nice little songs coming in and out of the breaks tonight. We've got Lee DeLapp, the super producer, in for Rob G. Rob G taking one of his many days off as usual. So Lee is running things.
He's got the life.
Rob, I don't know how he does it. It's like ridiculous. Either. This dude, he gets more vacation than we do. There's no doubt about it. So
if only he worked as hard as we did, but that's another story. All right.
He would try to fight that, but we know the truth. And we have, I believe it's Steve DeSager.
Yes,
on the updates? Yeah, I'm just guessing because he always does Fridays for the most part. So, Steve DeSager. All right, Rob, Cam Newton re-signed by the Patriots. Now, it came out that the deal was $14 million. It's a one-year deal, $14 million, but it's a $5 million base. So, he's got his $5 million and then $9 million in incentives. You know,
right.
Playoffs, Pro Bowl, Super Bowl. MVP.
Well, it's
stuff
better
like that.
Than last year. Didn't he only make a million?
Oh, yes, much better than last year.
It was only a million, I think, Chris. If I remember.
Yes. So are you surprised? I mean, this was the big news of the morning, and I do think it caught most people off guard.
Not totally, because I had heard that Bill Belichick, and we heard it during the season. Like the results weren't Chris. But you got to admit, Bill was talking about his work ethic and all the stuff. And remember, Cam had success against Bill's defense before when he played against him. So he had a lot of respect for Cam and what he was able to do. And I'm not making excuses. The results weren't there. Chris, early on in the season, if you remember Seattle, we talked about it. He had a chance.
They were that one play from being 2-1.
Yes. Yeah. They had and that would have been a big win on the road against Seattle early on in the season before we knew Seattle's defense wasn't that good. But it would have been a really good big win, and it didn't happen. He was stopped at the 1 yard line. But the point is, there were some moments where we thought, okay, like Cam, this is okay. This is all right, working.
Right.
And then he got COVID, came back, and was just awful, was just bad. But I never believed like the door was totally closed. But we had talked to Christian Fourier. And up there in Boston, the former tight end, right? He played for them. He won a couple Super Bowls with them.
With the Patriots.
He's plugged in with the Patriots.
Right. And Chris, he was plugged in. I don't know if he's plugged in anymore.
He was as confident as anything when we had him on. I don't know.
He came on our show, Rob. What was it? It was probably right around after the Super Bowl because he didn't come on to gloat and all that. And he assured us, Rob, that Cam Newton would not only not be with the Patriots, but what he said he'd be out of the league, right?
Out of the league. That was the one that me and you were like, what? Like, there's no spot for him. You know, there's only how many quarterbacks, Chris? 32. There's three quarterbacks for the most part on every team. So say maybe not every team, 75 quarterbacks or something like that, or 80 quarterbacks.
Roughly, right.
He couldn't get one of those jobs? Like he couldn't be on one of those?
I don't think there's anybody in the NFL even that would say Cam Newton is not one of the best 70, heck, 30 quarterbacks in the league, Rob, to be honest. But teams are in different places. You know what I mean?
No, I get it.
And so some teams, they're young, they're rebuilding, they don't necessarily want to bring him in. And I think other teams, Rob, obviously he could be a very good backup, but I think teams don't feel like Cam, at least yet, sees himself as a backup. You know what I mean? Where he's
I get that, but if there's no job for you, I mean, sometimes you got to stick around. I get it. But I thought he would be around. I didn't think he was totally out in New England. A lot of people did. And to a big surprise, he's back. And Chris, maybe it's just because the two, you know, needed each other. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah, I do. I think it's two desperate entities that need each other. They looked around. Well, Cam, I don't think, was looking around. But the Patriots, I believe, right, we saw the reports. They want Garoppolo. But remember, the 49ers had come out and said, Garoppolo's our quarterback next year. Now, people don't seem to believe that. And, yeah, if they can get a Deshaun Watson, then I'm sure they'd make that switch. But otherwise, they're probably sticking with Garoppolo, and they probably let the Patriots know, look, you're not getting him, you know, period. So you might as well look elsewhere. And I think the Patriots, they may continue to look. You know, Rob, there are reports that this won't stop them from looking for a quarterback. They may draft one. I think they have the 16th pick. They may draft one in the draft, and that would make sense, actually. Because Cam, you know, be your guy next year. If you draft, say, Mac Jones out of Alabama or whoever, he can kind of learn, you know, for a year, and maybe he's your guy after that. But I just think that the Patriots could not find a viable solution at quarterback elsewhere, and that they went ahead and got Cam. And I agree with you. I mean, I don't think Belichick is a BS guy. Like, whether people like him or not,
right? He has no reason to. I'm with you. There's no reason. Like, he doesn't owe Cam anything.
Absolutely.
What does he owe him? He didn't owe him
anything. What does he get from complimenting Cam Newton?
Nothing.
You know, no, he didn't compliment Tom Brady for the most part. You know, so he can say what he wants, and he chose, you know, I do think Cam was a tremendous leader for that team. I mean, they named him a captain, Rob. You know, he hadn't even hardly been there, and they named him a team captain. You saw the stories about how guys just gravitated to him. I think his personality, you know, people can talk about the way he dresses and all that, but I bet he's a lot of fun as a teammate. You know, he's probably loose. I think he works hard, and, you know, people just respect him for the athletic specimen he is and what he's done, even though he's obviously on the decline, but what he's done.
And what he's come back from. Let's just be honest, Chris. His shoulder was separated, right?
Right.
Well, he had shoulder surgery, so he's had to come back. And maybe they believe, okay, this will be the full year back. Maybe the second year that shoulder will be better. You know what I mean?
Because right.
It struggled throwing the football. He has struggled
throwing the football. And I'll say this, and this is not an excuse for him, because maybe it didn't have much impact at all on him. But COVID hits different people different ways. We heard Jason Tatum, the great, you know, player for the Boston Celtics, he had COVID. And he said that this was a couple weeks ago, but he said to that point, it was close to a month later, he still was having problems at times with his breathing. Like at times during a game, he'd be fatigued or have trouble breathing, and it was related to COVID. And so I don't know. It's possible that COVID really took a lot out of Cam. Even if it didn't knock him out, it may have taken a lot out of him. Maybe that's why he never was the same after came back from it. But I'm not trying to make an excuse for him. Last year I picked him to lead them to the playoffs. I'm not expecting much. I thought Cam would really have a good year last year. He obviously didn't. I don't expect that this year. I think this is, like I said, a marriage of convenience. The Patriots still need a quarterback. They were 7-9. Maybe Belichick thinks, you know, look, they will be more adjusted to Cam, right? They'll be able to craft an offense that's even more suited for him. He will know the system better. They'll get some of their guys back that they lost last year. They
remember,
got some money
like
to
six
spend.
Guys opted
right.
out. Remember, I'm
yeah,
not
for,
not
for
an
COVID.
Excuse, but they, right. but six guys start. I think four of the six were starters who opted out.
Yes, it's not. I'm not picking them for the playoffs at this early date. I like Buffalo and Miami in that division, obviously, but it's not out of the realm of possibility, right? If he just is a game manager who can score at the goal line and, you know, makes a few plays for you here and there, and if their defense is strong, which obviously is Belichick's strong suit, you know, it's not impossible. I'm not picking them again, but that's what I see it as, Rob, a marriage of convenience. I'd be surprised if Cam came out and played really well. But you are right. He started the season well, and he was actually one of the talking points in the league, remember, early on.
Yes, early on. You remember, it was like, hey, you know what? They're not that right. bad. They're not right. that bad. And then they didn't win that game in Seattle. He got COVID, missed a couple of weeks, and it just went down the other way. What did they finish winning, Chris, seven games or six?
7-9, which, you know.
But it was 7-9.
Yeah,
I mean,
7-9 isn't not, absolutely horrible.
You can know? You flip
That's
three of those
said.
Games? You know, can you flip two or three? You flipped two or three from a year ago, and now all of a sudden, what are you, 9-7?
Yeah.
If you flip two
yeah.
games.
Yep. And they
it
had
ain't like you
got to
flip a million games, you know?
Right. Look, they beat the Chargers 45-0.
Right.
The Chargers, you know, who weren't very good, but still.
That cost Anthony Lynn his job probably that game.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. So we'll see. Remember, they beat Baltimore, too. 23-17 when Baltimore was in their swoon. So, all right, we're throwing it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Can Cam step it up for the Patriots and make them playoff contenders this year? I don't expect much. Rob, what are you expecting? You think playoffs?
I don't know. I got to see him again. Yeah, right now I can't say – I know what he's going to be, but I will say
playoffs.
Right now, yeah, playoffs would be pretty tough to predict right now.
Well, my thing, Rob, and I'm not mocking Cam at all. I'm just pointing out the facts. I'm not going to get hype because I know he's motivated. We heard him on the Brandon Marshall podcast, our colleague here at Fox Sports 1. He doesn't want to go out like, you know, the way he did after playing last year. It's not about talk. I mean, last summer, Cam was, you know, the lion's about to roar. It's only one king of the jungle, and I'm that. You know, all that stuff. And it doesn't matter. I'm not ripping him. I'm just saying, all you have to do is go out and prove it on the field. The talk, all that, the workouts, you know, the impressive weightlifting and all that, that's not what's going to impress people. You have to go out and get it done on the field. So we will see. But you guys, 877-99 on Fox. What do you expect from Cam Newton this season with the Patriots? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, It's true magic, because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS and you can save a whole lot of money on your car insurance. All right, 877-99 on Fox, Rob. Let's
what
get to these
Iowa
calls.
What does Iowa Sam know about Rick James and you
hey,
and I?
Iowa Sam, defend yourself. I know you were out there in the cornfields with the two turntables and the crossfader getting busy back in 81.
Unbelievable.
He's all answering right. You, Rob. He said, don't be fooled.
Don't be fooled that I don't know what's going on. All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Happy Flashback Friday.
Yes. How are you?
What's up, man?
Doing good. I don't know how I really feel about this. I think that I don't think New England could get anybody to come there, number one. I think they tried. And
I think they didn't have... It also tells you about Stidham, doesn't it, Mark? I mean, obviously, he's no
good. He's nothing. We knew that last year, to be honest.
And they only gave him 1 year. I think they gave him just 1 year, right? So I think it's a stopgap to something else, because I think that they didn't have much of a choice. They didn't have a lot of draft picks to give up to really go out and get into
the cover's bare
stuff. Yeah,
right. The cover's bare in New England. No
yeah,
doubt.
Exactly.
About it.
Exactly.
Now, let's keep it real. Whether you like Cam or not, could you justify giving him more than a year? I mean, really. I couldn't justify giving him more than a year.
No. That's what they gave him was fair. I mean, obviously he can't come back for $1 million.
I agree. He's still not very accurate. And you really don't know if that arm is really healed. You need to get him some more weapons. But, yeah, you don't know. And Cam's never been accurate anyway. So,
well, that's what can be effective, though,
right?
You keep hearing that they've got $50 million to spend. They may go get weapons. They've rarely done that.
Thanks, Mark.
You know, they did it a couple times for Brady, you know, a couple times, but they wouldn't get Brady weapons this last year. That's why he left, you know? So I'm not convinced they're going to go out and get some weapons. They need to if they're serious about trying to win, but I don't know about it.
Eric in Long Beach, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, E?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just on my way to dinner for my birthday with my kids. So
happy birthday! Where are you guys going?
We're going to some Chinese food restaurant. I don't know where they're taking me.
Okay, nice. That's great though, man. Nothing like family taking you out for a birthday meal.
That's right.
And you know what? Wait a minute. Hold on, Eric. After you have dinner at the Chinese restaurant, on the way home, you could go to In-N-Out so you could be full. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly right.
Go get
double animal style.
You know how it is. Right. All right.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about the wild card and all of this. Last year, Cam was able to play without the benefit of fans. We all know that the Boston, New England area has a history of not treating, you know, certain type of athletes correctly. And if he starts to struggle, you know, talk radio and all of that stuff, you know, it might affect the way that he might play. You know, I don't know how you guys might feel about that.
Well, you're sugarcoating it, but Boston's had plenty of incidents. There's no doubt about it.
I think just because fans weren't in the stands, I mean, they were on the radio. They were calling in, you know, so I think it'll be fine. But you're right. I mean, we'll see. But I think he's strong enough mentally to get through that if that happens.
Enjoy your meal. Happy birthday again, Eric. We appreciate you. Ham. Yep, Ham and Joyzy. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? What happy Friday.
What's up, Ham?
What's up, guys? You know, I think that this is a good thing for both parties. I feel like they didn't get a preseason together, and with the COVID thing, they missed a couple weeks together. I just feel like they can come in. I think the Patriots are going to be motivated. They're getting a lot of players back, and I think Bill Belichick is coming in a little hot that Tom won his little Super Bowl. So we're going to see something nice. I feel like they might go 11-5 in that division.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Are you a Patriots fan, Hale?
I'm a Packers fan, but I just know that Bill Belichick, I think he's one of the greatest coaches of all time, and I feel
when he wasn't cheating, yes, Ham, I agree.
Well, you know, listen, I know he's a cheater, but sometimes, you know, if you can get ahead,
who is it that said if you're not cheating, you're not
you
trying?
You ain't trying, right.
But my
point is, but just make sure we keep that in there, that he's a cheater. All right, Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Marty?
What's up, fellas? Good to talk to you this Friday. I'm going to jump right into it, guys. Got a few points I want to make. I think Cam's a solid player. I think that Belichick likes him. I think his body is too banged up for, you know, anything more than a year contract. And I really don't blame him for that. I don't think he got fair treatment compared to other quarterbacks when he was younger with getting protected because of his size and athleticism.
No, they let players
tee
like off
fullback.
On him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let players tee off on him.
He really took some hits, and I think Belichick is okay with being in the middle of the road right now because I think he believes he can find that next hidden gem quarterback in the draft. Because if you think about it, the last 5 years, a quarterback that he has drafted has been in the Super Bowl. 11 of the last 20 years, a quarterback he's drafted in the Super Bowl. And if you look at the last three MVPs, Aaron Rodgers, pick 24th. Lamar Jackson, last pick of the first round.
Yep.
Pat Mahomes slipped 10th. They're still out there, and I think he thinks he's going to find one, and he's waiting for that.
No, you're right. I mean, Rob, we could go to Joe Montana.
There's a list
Tom
of them.
Brady,
right,
as you said.
Right.
You know, yeah, I mean, there's a ton of guys. Montana was a third-round pick. Dak Prescott was a fourth-round pick.
Yep.
You know, so, yeah, there's no question about that. And you hear, you know, look, Rob, we don't see these guys. We're not studying the tape on these quarterbacks.
We're not scouts. That's not
right,
what we do.
We watch them, but we're putting a lot of what guys are saying into it. And some guys really like Mac Jones, you know. Who would have thought Brady would have become what he did, you know. So I'm not saying Mac Jones will be that, but, you know, you never know. So we will see. But all right, we're the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch and save a bundle on your car insurance. A guy that goes way back with Rob and me. Our man, NBA writer for NBA.com, Mr. Sean Powell. Sean, what up, brother?
Sean.
Well, I'm hoping they never restructure the Odd Couple. Let's just say that.
You mean, hey, they might cancel it? What do you mean restructure?
You might not know this, Rob, but Sean and I battled each other in a knockdown, drag out, slam dunk contest once.
Really? No, we're not going to talk about that. No.
Well, it was Jordan Wilkins, Levine
what was
Gordon.
This was at the Meadowlands?
Where it was at, remember, it was at the Nets' old practice facility in Jersey.
Early
2000s?
Not at
Vince,
the truck stop.
Vince Carter was a judge.
Vince Carter was the judge.
Yeah, and a couple other players were judges. The rim, of course, was like 8 feet high at the most. Might even been 7.5.
But see, I remember playing with Sean on the top of the Marriott at the Chicago Marriott, right, Sean, on the roof at on Michigan Avenue.
Yeah,
remember that? Did you ever play up there?
Yeah, one time I think Kid from Kid and Play showed up and actually played ball. Yeah, as far as
did he play?
That dunk. Yeah, he was actually pretty good. As far as that dunk contest. It was 6 feet. The rim was 6 feet for Chris. They raised it for 10 feet.
Wow.
That's why I edged him. But let's get to the news, Sean. We haven't heard your view on the Nets. We've heard a lot of people.
You saw them last night.
Yeah. Are you surprised at how well they've played? And do you expect them to be able to win a championship or get close?
I'm not that surprised. I mean, when you've got three surefire Hall of Famers who are all in their prime and who can create their own shot. I mean, so I'm not surprised. I guess I would say mildly impressed that they've been able to do it without Kevin Durant. But you knew it was just a matter of time before they'd start playing defense. And really, that was the only question with this team. Are they going to play good enough defense to get where they want to go? And right. I think the rest of the NBA right now is on alert. I mean, when you look at the way they've been able to play without Kevin Durant, I think everybody else in the NBA is shivering right now because we really haven't seen the Nets at their best. As good as they've been, we haven't seen them at their best yet.
Right. Let me ask you about this. Kyrie Irving, who, of course, took that little sabbatical. Some people said he should retire if he doesn't want to play. He was bashed roundly for, you know, leaving his team. Last night he tied his season high with 40. He played 15 for 23 from the field. He's been playing really good ball. Did people forget how good he was?
I think sometimes when the sideshow gets a lot of publicity, and look, we live in the age of 24-hour sports TV and in radio. People have to have something to talk about, right?
Right.
And so, therefore, it's Kyrie 24/7 whenever he does, you know, things. And so, sometimes, you know, that image can't be erased until he's on the court. And no one ever said anything about him as a basketball player.
Right.
It's just the sideshow stuff. As far as him, you know, when he took a leave of absence and everything. The one thing, you know, sometimes it might irritate me a little bit about the quote-unquote noise out there is that you really don't know what he's going through. I mean, for people to say he should retire this and that, first of all, you have no idea why he took the leave of absence. And the only people who should be concerned about it was the Brooklyn Nets. And no, you didn't hear them panic.
They did a good job. Yeah,
Chris and I talked about that they could have easily had other players leak out something if they wanted to, like, soil Kyrie, and that never came out from teammates or anybody.
Absolutely. So, look, it was so early in the season. I mean, my goodness. You know, but like I said, look, we live in an age where you have to feel airtime. You have to fill space on the internet. You have to do these things. And so people take their liberties. You know, that's fine. But the bottom line is the Nets really don't care even how many games Kevin Durant keeps missing. They just have to be healthy when the playoffs start.
Well, Sean, as great as Kyrie's been, I think Rob and I agree, Harden's been their MVP. I'm not sure if you're a voter or not, but would the way he left Houston – Would that impact your vote for him as far as MVP?
You know, Chris, that is a fantastic question. Actually, I was thinking it might impact my vote for him on the be an all-star starter. Because, first of all, he started out in the West, and then he left, you know, so ugly.
Right.
And
that's probably why he wasn't a starter. You're right.
Right.
Yeah, and I was like, well, why should I even vote him a starter? But anyway, putting all that aside, see, that's really maybe our own bias coming into play. You know, again, when you talk about James Harden, the way he left and everything, yeah, that sideshow tends to, you know, play a bigger role in what he actually does on the court. You know, it's interesting. If you look at this team and the way they were put together, you know, Kevin Durant, you know, bails on Golden State. Kyrie Irving pouts his way out of Boston. James Harden does the same out of Houston. I call them the notorious Big Three. They're in Brooklyn.
Notorious Big Three. I like that.
Really
you coined that? Yes. Can I steal that? I might have to write that in Deadspin. Can I steal that?
Yeah.
You'll be, it'll because, be a column tomorrow.
That's right. You already
that,
right? Know, right.
But, you know, the way they left their respective teams, maybe you
point.
Could give Kevin Durant a little bit of a pass. But it just seems like, you know, you if you want to have reason to hate the Brooklyn Nets, you have reasons. But the bottom line, you have to be impressed by the way they've been playing.
Hey, Sean, we got about a minute to go here. Last thing, Lakers, LaMarcus Aldridge, is he on their radar? Or Drummond, if he becomes available, do the Lakers need to add a big man?
Well, when you start talking about guys buyout and guys that nobody else wants, there's a reason why nobody else wants them. They're not that good at this point in their career, and they're not going to be on the floor when it counts. See, whenever I hear about these players, Blake Griffin, whatever, leaving teams, these guys are going to be on the bench at the moment of truth. And when you're on the bench at the moment of truth with a contender, that means you're not going to make a big impact.
All right, he didn't mince words. That's why we love him. That's our man, Sean Powell. Check him out on Twitter at Powell2, the numeral 2, the people. Powell2, the people. Sean, man, tell the family we say hello,
yes.
Man. We love having
Absolutely.
You on, brother. Take care.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, man. We'll see you guys.
All right. Yep, that's our man, Sean Powell, NBA writer for NBA.com. And we alluded to it earlier, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady – taking restructuring. They're still getting their money, but they're restructuring stuff to help their teams out. Will it work? And will we see maybe a Super Bowl rematch? We'll get into that next. It's Chris and Rob, the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General Tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their General Tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call Farmers today for a quote. Let's wrap up this hour, Rob, with a little NFL talk. And the news is Tom Brady and Pat Mahomes are doing, well, Brady's doing a contract extension, which, you know, that's just a, it's semantics at this point, through at least the 2022 season. It's all just so that they can have less money against the cap. It'll save them $19 million against the cap for them to go out and sign some of their guys. And the talk, Rob, is that he did it so that they can try to bring back linebacker Shaq Barrett. They need Shaq Barrett, Rob. They need – I actually think that with of the guys left, yeah, sure, you'd like to get Ndamukong Suh back as well. But Shaq Barrett.
They won't
Barrett,
be able to bring everybody back, right?
Right. Levante David, they got. Shaq Barrett, they need to get him. I'm not worried about them losing. Like, I don't think Antonio Brown is going to get a lot of interest elsewhere. Just because I think teams would be leery of how he would behave. And so I think they got a great chance of bringing him back. Leonard Fournette. Rob, we've seen it. I mean, running backs, I can get a productive running back a lot of places. And he was good for them. So in the playoffs, he was great. Regular season, he was okay. Playoffs, he was great. But I don't think he's getting – I don't think anybody's throwing a boatload of money at him. So – and Gronk, you know, everybody knows he only wants to play with Brady. So I don't think they'll lose him either. I think the key is Shaq Barrett for them.
Yeah, it makes sense. And, you know, in this NFL where I just think it's unfair to players to sign them to a deal and then ask them to you just shouldn't have to do that. What's the, you know, to rejuggle the books to make this thing fit or whatever. When people sign contracts, that's what it should be. And I don't understand how every year it alters and you got to ask people to take deferred money or rearrange it or whatever. They're still going to get their money. What's the difference, Chris? If it's well, if they get it now or 3 years from, they're still going to get the money.
I think it's all about the cap. And again, we mentioned
you see what
it.
I'm I saying. Mean, though,
how
right?
in the world I mean, can you? Yeah, I'm gonna be if I was in that position, and I'm getting my money right. I know I'm getting my money. There's no question about that. If it was going to help us keep, you know, a guy who's already on the team that we really want back or go sign somebody that we really need, I wouldn't mind doing it. As long as I'm getting my money at the end of the day.
No, I know, but that's yeah. My point is that they're going to get their money. So what's the difference? When it was signed, it was under the salary cap. It fit. So it should still fit. That you know what I mean? It should
well,
not
but
fit.
Things change because no, the cap, we know the cap went way down. I think that's a big part of the problem. Is that the cap went down because of COVID. and, you know, you sign other guys and their contracts, you know, they're making more money next year than they were last year. It's just a bizarre situation in the NFL. I can't follow it. You know, I mean, the NBA, yeah, they have their issues with the cap as well. It's a soft cap and they got the luxury tax and all that. But it's a lot simpler than the NFL. But Rob, and then, of course, in baseball, you don't have the cap.
You don't have to worry about it, right?
Right. But I just think with, I don't know. I mean, maybe with so many players in the league, is it just necessary? Maybe that's just so many players that they have to have these types of things. But it just seems odd. I don't know how anybody keeps up with it.
Hey, speaking real quick, you just said they don't have it in baseball. You heard about A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez,
yes,
right?
Yes, they broke off their engagement because he was in somebody's DMs.
Oh, man. How many times have we seen that? I don't know what happened. I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but that's the word out there. But I thought they made a great couple, Chris, to be honest. I did.
Think about it. They're a great-looking couple, right?
Yep.
They're mega rich.
She's from the Bronx. He was born in New York, right?
She's Jenny from the block.
Yes.
I mean, but no, you're right, Rob. I mean, you think of all the couples out there. I don't know that you can beat that couple. When you talk about wealth,
power,
fame, power, achievements, looks, maybe they should think about that and get back together.
You know, no doubt.
It's the Odd Couple. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.